everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery 2020. And in this clip, we have CUNY Mutual Group's very own Becky Hagerman talking about how to handle financial anxiety with your members and her emotional engagement, differentiate your members' experience presentation. So check it out.
The link between financial anxiety can drive up loyalty. And we believe that this is going to be the battleground for differentiation in financial services moving forward. Now, my next slide is not going to surprise you one bit. There's been a lot of research done that's shown how anxiety is increasing right now. This particular research is from Gallup. And you'll notice the spike with over 20 points in March during the initial spike of the pandemic. To put this into perspective, the jumps we're seeing right now are significantly higher than what Gallup researched in 2008 during the financial crisis. And to put it into numbers, 51 million more consumers are suffering with significant worry. 51 million more. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. As you're well aware, these financial struggles and the economy, unfortunately, is probably going to continue for a while, and unemployment continues to increase. So this continues to erode customer satisfaction with life and with the financial institutions that they work with. So we decided to put together a focus group of over 1,000 consumers because we wanted to learn more. And here's what we heard, and this really summarizes a key theme around what's going on right now with anxiety. Consumers have always been worried about what I call normal financial situations and financial worries, but we're seeing more and more consumers worrying about even just the basic needs, like the one you see here of trying to buy inexpensive canned goods and stretch out the food for a while. Not all members are at this extreme. What we found is they're really on a continuum. Over on the left, you'll see a lot of members are feeling okay about where they are today. All the way to the right, with members who can't afford three regular meals a day anymore. Now, even for the consumers that felt good with where they are today, they also continue to have higher anxiety because of the uncertain future. It's critical that you understand where your particular members are on this continuum because there is a direct link to their loyalty with your institution. We ask consumers to rank their financial institutions on two very important indicators of customer loyalty: likelihood to purchase and likelihood to recommend. You'll see on this chart, the more anxious the consumers are with their current financial situation, the lower they ranked their financial institution. On the flip side, we also saw if you can reduce your consumers' financial anxiety, their loyalty to your institution increases. For example, for consumers with high net promoter scores, those institutions saw 13% more growth in net income. When you dropped to a mid-range net promoter score, that dropped all the way to 6%. So there's a big gap between the high promoter score and even that mid-range. The research also showed that loyal customers, which we'll call promoters, spend about $2,000 more on their primary credit card than detractors or non-loyal members. So we wondered, is this the same for all products? And we dug a little deeper. Now, there's a lot on this slide, and I'm going to summarize the key points for you. We looked at three different areas. Over on the left, you see customer success. And that means, was the consumer able to do what they wanted to do? In the middle, it's effort. Was it easy to do? And on the right is emotion. How did that interaction make you feel? And you'll notice across all three of these areas, for every single product and service we looked at, consumers with high financial anxiety continued to rank their financial institution much lower. There's a lot going on in the world right now. There's a lot of stress there's a lot of anxiety. But there's also a huge opportunity for us to help people. That's what credit unions do. You're people helping people. And by understanding these high anxiety moments and those triggers, you can turn those into more positive emotional connections with your members. So here's a couple of examples. The quote you see on the screen now is from a member whose credit union came to them right at the beginning of COVID with all the shutdowns. And they proactively said, we are going to do some interest-free deferrals of your car payment. The member didn't have to ask for it. The credit union just reached out and did it. It brought tremendous value to this member. And there were a lot of credit unions that did this at the height of COVID. This is a great example of being proactive, anticipating your members' needs, and taking care of it before they have to ask. Now, on the flip side, there's times you can't always predict when that high anxiety moment is going to come. So for me, I work for an insurance company. Our high anxiety moments for members and consumers is during that time of claim. It's when members have lost a loved one, they've gotten hurt, or they've lost their job. If you've ever dealt with a claim or filed a claim, you know that one of the first things you're asked is for a number. Social Security number, policy number. We wanted to change that experience. So now, when a member calls into our claim center, the first thing they're asked about is what happened and how are you doing? And the claims representative pulls up a picture of the person that was impacted. This is meant as a reminder that we are dealing with people, not numbers. And it has tremendously increased the empathy within this group. If it's a life claim, at the end of that, the claims representative writes a handwritten note to the member's family. This is how we handle those situations that are reactive when we didn't know that anxiety was coming. So whether you are proactive or whether you're reactive, knowing that event and that trigger and how you handle it makes a world of difference. We asked our focus group, and we said, okay, what are those high anxiety moments that you experience with your financial institutions? And the themes we heard fell into four buckets. The first one is customer service. And there's this tremendous feeling that there's a lack of compassion when it comes to customer service. They often felt like they were bothering the person. The second theme that came out was around fraud and the length of time it took, number one, to find out that there was fraud on the account, and number two, to get it resolved. The third is around product functionality. And what we heard here related to waiting a long time. This particular example, they had to either wait 30 days to get a new PIN or they had to go into the credit union office. And the last one is around fees, and particularly overdraft, and particularly surprise fees. Consumers here said these are often mistakes, or they're already in a tight financial situation, and they feel like they're often treated like they're a bad person.
So. Thank you very much for that information, Becky, and stay tuned for more Discovery 2020 coverage here on CU Broadcast.